So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. Don't like this news. A judge has dropped the cases against James Comey and Letitia James. And the James one bothers me more than the Comey one. You know, the judge claimed the attorney appointed in Comey James' case invalid. I don't like the attorney that they handpicked to put in there either. I don't think she knew the ropes. And as a result, we miss a chance. It's not about just feeling good about it. It's about winning. And James, particularly with the mortgage stuff, et cetera, is the one that is so clearly asking for it in this. So I don't know what happens next around Comey or James, but I think particularly with Comey, the matter might be pretty much over. James, I'm not so sure. Dom Giordano's show. So we have the breaking news. They're coming out of this whole military thing, and I think the caller might be right that maybe Mark Kelly kept his commission, could be recalled for active duty, and then could be court-martialed through this investigation. Well, I don't know the point of doing the investigation if you can't see this clearly. What more do you have to do to interfere with the military? This is pretty clear. Now, I don't know if a military court of law will agree with me, but I think they would. And I don't know, in a military court of law, does it have to be unanimous? Or do they do something by majority? I'm not sure of the rules there, the jury system. I would assume on something weighty, it has to be unanimous too. But I see Mark Kelly as more of a dupe here. I don't see him. It's Slotkin. It's clear to me. And the Crow guy. The others are along for the ride, and one of them right here in Chester County. All right, so this is big news that the Pentagon announces. Now, we have, by happenstance, great this hour. We have Brigadier General, at least in the National Guard. I'm not sure of his duties. He'll tell us. Congressman Scott Perry. So we lucked out. Other than Alan West being here at this second, one of our military guys, Scott Perry here at 1:45. So we'll have the opportunity to ask him what he thinks about that this has happened. Now, the other side is going out of their minds here. that this could happen. But if he did keep his commission, then there's nothing here. I mean, this is clearly that you can go down this level in order to take a look at what he did. And is it something that deserves some kind of reprimand penalty? Call it what you will. Again, proving sedition in these cases with a jury, even a military jury, I think is going to be hard. But I get it. That this is what it leads to. And these people know it deep down. And I think Slotkin doesn't care. I think she's the one that orchestrated all this. Kelly doesn't strike me as the guy that would do this. But he's the one that's now going to be in the military justice crosshairs having to defend against this. All righty, 855-839-1210. Again, finally, somebody followed through here. Now, you can say, what about the other? Todd Blanche talked about all of them. I don't know. I don't know what you do with the others other than their pension or some kind of honor they hold. You take a look at that. I would do it. I would do anything in this within the law, logically. And logically, if Kelly is still in the military, wow. Even if it's technical that he's still in the military, he really should know better. Isn't he the one that's the most surprising? Slotkin, the arrogance, the just all-out, the woman who's along for the ride from New Hampshire, thinking, shoot, glom on. Houlihan, along for the ride. But no, not Slotkin. Slotkin strikes me as the architect. Let's put this one-minute nonsense together. Don't give up the ship. And the reaction is, aha, this is exactly why Trump is so dangerous. No, this is all clear. You can investigate someone in the military when there's this big of a public action. They haven't yet said he'll be recalled to be court-martialed, but I'm praying that he is. The drama of this, seeing military people confront a guy, and what's his defense going to be? Is he finally going to have to tell us what are the illegal orders that Trump gave? Versus somehow or another, we're trying to stop this for the future. And we have sound, too, of Houlihan and others. I think it was Slotkin saying they're getting all these people calling them. Is this an illegal order? Could this be? You know what this sets off. So suddenly, when Biden was doing what he was doing, Houlihan, you don't even deserve the congresswoman. It's just a Houlihan. When the COVID stuff was going on, and military rights were not respected, you went after them. Yeah, you were the part of the party that went after them, not even offering any kind of defense and say they have a right to make their case, why they don't want the shot, etc. No, you didn't. Not once. And the nonsense Biden did with Afghanistan, among other things, and the COVID, it was relentless. Then we didn't want to stand with the military and talk about these orders, talk about this is over the top. This is just the latest iteration. And I think they got their inspiration from the No Kings rally. They bought their own PR and they thought America is just ready and we're going to put up another place of resistance. But how does somebody who served in the military, some of them officers, not recognize This is not the same as somebody not following the directives of the Agriculture Department. That's one thing. That's a political back and forth. This is the military. How in the world do you want to put that doubt in there when it's life and death? And the answer is Slotkin didn't care. And I think she drove it with them. And somehow or another, they got the marquee. Kelly, astronaut. Well, guess what? The marquee now is going to have to go through this. Now, will the investigators say, no, there's not enough here to bring that? That's going to be interesting. I don't know who the investigators are. I'm not sure how that works. We're trying to get more information. Scott Perry will be here, and hopefully he can provide some of this. All right, the side question today is give us, now, if it's a nickname, we'll take it. But we're looking more when it's in the name itself. You know, when you say Joan of Arc, that's how she's always referred to. The Rock is always referred to that way. That's a little bit better answer than if it's kind of a nickname that gives them, but we know their real name, but we'll
always,
take it.
Yeah, when we always do this one, the one I always throw out, I didn't today because I held it back, is Vlad the Impaler, the inspiration behind Dracula.
Yeah, exactly. Iconic. Yeah, I mean, that is the name the guy had. Hey, the Impaler's coming over tonight. Make room for him.
Yeah, we're leaving.
It's exactly. Yeah.
We're not staying at this dinner party.
Yeah, it's exactly. It's the way, what they go by, not just a nickname occasionally thrown in there. Like this one, I just right from Braveheart, this is what he went by. All right, Joe and Cherry Hill. Hey, Joe, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom, how you doing?
Good, Joe.
Hey, Dom, and you may not remember, but I had the easiest name for you in Sicily. Seven letters.
No, I'm not. Oh, yeah, sure. Well, that's, wait, I do remember. Wait a minute. Yeah, I'm sorry. Joe Ford, right.
You got it, Dom.
Yeah, out of all the names there, of everybody there, you first see, he shakes your hand, Henry, and goes, you'll never forget me. Seven letters. Joe Ford, Joe Ford. Now, he reinforces it all the time. Seven letters. Seven. Across the room, he waves. Seven. I remember it at the dinner. Don't forget, Joe Ford.
Easiest name in Sicily.
Absolutely. And much more. We'll have to make it more Italian, but yeah, we're working with it. Joe, thank you for coming along and say hello to your wife. Yep. Ro and I really enjoyed dinner with you guys.
Yeah, it was very nice. But my wife's last name is Vitullo, so that worked.
Oh, it did. Yes, you married up on that one, Joe.
Yes, I did. Anyhow, I'm a first-time caller, but a many, many years listener. And I don't know if you heard the name that I put in, but it's Robert the Bruce.
That's right. Now, that's exactly it. That's what he went by. That wasn't a nickname. That's what they called him.
Nope.
Sometimes they call him the Bruce. Yeah, that's a good one.
Just the Bruce.
Thank you. Thank you, Scotland. Joe. Thank you, Joe Ford. All right, what a guy on the trip. Brings back memories. It's just a while ago. Did I tell you about Frankfurt Airport, though? You know, I've done a one-man mission to get people diverted. They might be saying, why are no planes? Why are people not flying into Frankfurt anymore? I think I've told on the air off maybe 50,000 people, taking it to account how much. I've said it on national shows.
Yeah.
You know, I'm filling a little minute here before the end. By the way, don't forget, don't fly through Frankfurt. You won't like the experience unless you want to be shaken down twice with people screaming at you.
Yeah, go to Munich, go to Berlin, go to Hamburg.
Well, avoid Germany. It would be
maybe avoid Germany entirely, but if you can, just don't go to Frankfurt.
All right. I need military people, though, jumping on board. And we are seeing more and more stuff going on, polling, et cetera, about Venezuela. Trump's not going to invade Venezuela or do anything in Venezuela, but the drug boat operations, I think, are at least the majority support it. It's close, though. I would ask this. Why do Americans not support the attacks on these Venezuelan drug boats? If you're one that doesn't, you can tell us. I mean, this is an area of big debate that goes on. All right. That's one thing. In addition to that, though, Mark Kelly, the biggest face, the biggest profile in this, is investigated now by the Pentagon. They declare that. And they say all the way up to recalling his active duty, just saying you're on active duty again so they can court-martial him. Wow. I wonder if, Mark Kelly's sitting in his office going, yeah, that's Slotkin. Don't give up the ship. Yeah, right. You know, or is this propel him forward? I just don't see him. I thought he was better than this. Slotkin, no. Houlihan, no. The Crow guy, no. The DeLuzio guy, don't know enough about. And the woman from New Hampshire, no. Just a hanger-on trying to get her name out there and thinking, this will really be a boost to me. Well, guess what? You fool around with the military, and you're going to get this sort of look-see because it's life and death, lady. It's not something. And she wasn't in the military. She was somewhat in the intelligence field. All right. Hit us on that at 855-839-1210. Scott Perry here in about a half hour. You may not have known that. Every time he's on the show, I talk to him about that. Brigadier General rank, congressman, very knowledgeable on this. What does he think should be the way to proceed against these six? I don't know. He might say sedition. I think the better way is this investigation, court-martial, and looking at a whole array of penalties. I think that's enough, and I think the American public, when they see that play out, would be supportive of that. All right, 855-839-1210. you get a line. By the way, the big event coming up, the big one to end the year, Scott Jennings. And again, I see him. I think he's been on his usual CNN perch a couple times. If you've never seen him, you have to watch the 10 o'clock show just once to see the people on the other side line up, and Jennings makes the face or his skull raises. He does that thing like, "Whoa, my God, what the hell are you talking?" And we're off to the races. What's happened is the host, who used to try to pretend to be even-handed, now attacks him regularly and only magnifies what he's doing there on CNN. He's got his own radio thing now. And the book, Unlimited Access to Trump and Elon Musk. And he talks about how Trump not just restored America, but fighting for Western civilization. I'm going to talk with him a lot about that. It'll be a lot of fun. I always advise people, if you can, get the meet and greet part. You get the book, you get to meet Scott backstage. We're all back there together. It is a fabulous time, even before we take the stage. To do that, just go right now to the station website, 1210WPHT.com. Get your tickets. This is the type of event, the Colonial Theater. It's a great, by the way, if you haven't been to downtown Phoenixville, great spot when we did our event there. Great places to meet. Make it a night. 1210WPHT.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
All right, Dom Giordano's show, 855-839-1210. So progressives in California are standing in line to buy a, in California, did I add, to buy a an ice chipper off your car and then return it to tie up Home Depot. And the woman interviewing them, first of all, youtube.com/1210, the woman interviewing them gets into the notion of yeah, we know exactly why you're doing this. You're trying to make life miserable here at the Home Depot. It's around the immigration issue, as I understand it. This is what they're willing to do. Imagine going back and forth with an ice chipper to tie up Home Depot. Now, I don't know what Home Depot can do about it, but here's how it sounded. Listen to the woman at the end, and it's self-serve. The line's quite long, and she asked them, well, what are you buying? And each one of them, some of them wearing anti-ice shirts, is there to tell them what they're buying.
But they still have like a good amount of money.
What are you buying? Nice scraper. Nice. What are you guys buying?
We are buying ice scrapers.
Right.
Thank you.
What are you buying? Nice scraper. Sorry. What are you buying today?
I'm buying ice scraper.
Oh, yeah. What are you buying today?
I am buying an anvil putty knife.
An ice scraper.
Yes, okay. Ice scraper.
All right, so the idea is it's ice, they're scraping ice, but then they take it back, there's a return, there's a whole thing to tie up business. So on and on it goes. I mean, the silliness, okay, they want to waste their time, this is their protest, what they're going to do. But the stuff with the Sedition 6 and also the stuff with Mikey Sherrill gone all across New Jersey over the weekend saying, yeah, maybe we won't send that federal tax money to Washington this time. Do it. I hope that she does it. And then I hope Trump can just methodically move in the authorities on this. You try saying, no, I'm not sending it there because Trump is not spending the money. And we'll get a lecture about how much Jersey contributes versus the red states, and on it goes. Let me go to John in Reading. Last week, I think we were talking with him about, was it Nick Fuentes at one point? Was in that genre. Nick Fuentes, by the way, I'm waiting to see tomorrow. Chuck Schumer has a resolution that'll be brought up to condemn Nicky Fuentes. And I think Republicans ought to vote for it. Oh, no. Tucker Carlson will be after us, though, if we do. We can't have that. Are they going to balk? 98 Democrats would not vote to condemn socialism on Friday as the setup toward Mondami, including the Dean of Decency and Mary Gay Scanlon. Houlihan did vote for it. Let's go to John in Reading on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, John.
Hey, Dom. Well, one thing, my thunder got stolen by Robert the Bruce. So I'm going to come back with Jimmy the Greek.
Yes, we never knew his last name, really. They always would say Jimmy the Greek. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, about the Loathsome Six. This is a color revolution. I was a Marine, served in Iraq, so there's your military thing. And we were always taught that, yeah, unless it's an atrocity, you assume it's a lawful order. You know, unless it's clearly a war crime.
Mm-hmm.
But
hey, John, you're making a good point there. That in the, what we're talking about here, it really has to give the benefit of the doubt to the order. And they're trying to say, no, you don't. You should be questioning. They're essentially saying you ought to ask legal experts, a JAG officer. What does a JAG officer know if this is illegal or an illegal? Can you imagine?
Right.
The Supreme Court.
Entire operation.
Yeah.
Individual action.
The Supreme Court goes back and forth, 5-4, and the JAG officer is going to tell us, oh, this is illegal, don't do it.
Right, right. So this is a color revolution. This is an attempt to goad Trump and the Trump administration into overreacting so they can ratchet things up and say he's a fascist and say this is martial law or
That is a great point. That's why
Alyssa Slotkin is a CIA operative.
Right.
Once in the CIA, always in the CIA. The woman from New Hampshire is married to Jake Sullivan, who was one of the architects of the whole Ukraine nonsense. Okay, these guys are deep into it. And they know what they're doing. They've done it before in foreign countries, and now they're trying to overthrow the government here. So, yeah, there needs to be consequences. Can't hang them. It's not treason, but it dances on the line of sedition, and there definitely needs to be consequences.
Thanks, John, and thanks for your service. Great call. Yeah, I think they're trying to provoke that from the president. Rather than, hey, we got the hook right here with the Pentagon. Mark Kelly apparently still has an active status, has kept his commission. Okay, if that's the case, that means he could be brought in for a court-martial. And just like, you know, I hate to be like the other side, but God, what else do we have here since there are so few illegal orders? Just like the Code Red thing. They did not get put in jail for life. They got a lesser, but they got kicked out of the Corps because what they did ultimately resulted, you know, despite all the provocation from the colonel, et cetera, the military there, the argument is, I'm not sure that I agree with that, by the way, given the situation they were in, someone died at their hands. But the bottom line here is John is right. The way to deal with this is what we're seeing play out here. Investigate. Have a military court-martial. And we're not talking about hanging or sedition or whatever, but we're talking at looking at his status, his commission, his pension, etc. Those are all remedies. Now, I don't know the remedies with the others. The two with the CIA, I'm not sure what court or how you get them in, whatever. But I don't think you're going to get sedition out of this. It's dancing around that line. Now, if something happens and we see people willy-nilly over the next couple of weeks, screaming illegal order and all that, then there's even more. They're on the ropes now, though, because the Sunday shows, by and large, did not back them. There was a little bit of pushback. Robert and Ben Salem, Talk Radio 12. Robert, welcome in.
Hey, Dom Henry. It's good to talk to you guys today.
As always.
Mark Kelly lost my respect when I found out that even though he's active duty, his company was helping China with their high-altitude spy balloon technology. That balloon that traveled across the United States, mm-hmm. Mark Kelly helped them build. And this guy's talking to anybody about loyalty or sedition or anything? I have zero respect for him, Doc.
I would agree with you. Anybody that's aiding and abetting China, almost at any level, even minute, Robert, right there, mm-hmm. There's no credibility. They're on the ropes. We got to watch them.
And it's not a new cog or a new widget. It's a spy balloon, for goodness.
Right.
And socialists and capitalism, apples and oranges. But the thing that kills me about socialists is that they hate capitalism. But without capitalism, there would be no socialism because socialism doesn't generate revenue. Capitalism does. And as Margaret Thatcher said, socialism fails as soon as they run out of other people's money. It's a losing endeavor, and I hope we don't go down that road.
Ponzi scheme. Well, absolutely. You know what? I wish President Trump, he doesn't have to say what you and I have just said, but he could have, you know, sparred a little bit with Mondami here. I think it was a good opportunity to do that. He could have glad handed. He ran a great campaign. Now, why don't you come to your senses? Come on. You're too smart of a guy. Stop the socialism. How about something like that?
I think Trump's trying to play him, but we'll see what happens going down the road. But at any rate, my side answer will be Eric the Red. He was a leader of the Vikings, and his son, Leif Erikson, was actually the first European to make it to North America. And that's my answer for today. Great show, as always, Dom. You guys have a great day, all right?
Thank you, Robert. Yeah, Eric the Red's a very good one. You know, which guy? Well, he's the Red. He's Eric the Red. That's what we're looking for. I saw some good ones on Twitter that really got, by the way, President Trump, my God, I told you so. Praises Shador Sanders for winning first career start. Oh, my God. Oh, God, stop it already. You know, everybody else was wrong with this guy. I think he was only a fifth round pick or whatever he was because of the father. I mean,
his dad, the attitude.
Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous. He belongs in Cleveland. My God. You know, it shows you on any given Sunday, any nonsense can happen. I'm thinking of a side question. DJ thought coming off the Eagles loss, but I don't know if that's tomorrow, whether we'll stray into that. If anything happens as a result of that yesterday, it was pretty amazing game, to put it mildly. All right, the phone lines are 855-839-1210. If you're just joining us, so Mark Kelly, under investigation by the Pentagon, apparently he still has active duty status. He could be, that could be punched, and he could be up on a court-martial. The others, two of them CIA. I don't know what you do there other than look at their pensions or whatever they got from the CIA. I don't know if there's a mechanism there that would deal with that. But Houlihan... And let's see, DeLuzio and Crow are all military. I'm not sure their status up and down the line and what would happen there. That's a way to go after them. I mean, do I think what they're doing is incredibly dangerous and possibly seditious? Yeah. Because even after they've been called on this and even after they cannot produce anything specific, they're continuing to go down this path. And clearly to me, Slotkin is the ringleader, the arrogance and all that. By ringleader, I mean, I think that she's the one that knew a lot of these folks. I don't see Kelly starting this off, unless he's running for president or something. It doesn't appear to be that. Robert's right, though. His company, involvement with the Chinese, come on. It's the same thing with Houlihan. Her ticket to Congress, she was an executive with an apparel company that did big business in China. And we're going to be lectured to by her. Madeline Dean, when she ran the first time, the Philadelphia Inquirer, ace business reporters over there, reported her husband's involvement, the bike company, made millions in China. And they're going to lecture me. Mary Gay Scanlon was just a big-time corporate lawyer. Nothing wrong with it, but where did they get that they lecture us? And it's always the moderation tone that they take when they're doing radical things. This is just one of them. And up there in horsey country, it seems to be a hotbed of this type of thing. We played you the voicemails. I don't know. They sounded like relatives mainly. Telling Houlihan, continue to fight. Don't give up the ship. Don't give up the horse. I like to hear Houlihan asked about mushroom farms and illegal workers in Chester County. Sometimes I think, well, they used to be known more for that than the horse ranch, horse stuff. Yeah, I really think I'll go back to the mushrooms and bring in people in illegally because Americans won't do those jobs. We wouldn't have mushrooms, etc. It's a fraudulent place. You've seen that play out by the stuff that they do, how they couldn't get voting right, and they're still not investigating it. When are they going to give us the definitive answer that should take 5 minutes? 855-839-1210, you get in. Hey, empty nesters, are you seeing price-reduced signs popping up all over? If your home isn't priced right or staged to shine, it's going to sit for months. Well, Diane Cardano has been helping homeowners avoid those dreaded price cuts for years. She's got the tricks of the trade to make sure your home sells fast in days and for top dollar. Right now is the time to get on your list, get your list of low-cost fix-ups for the 2026 sale and a copy of her brand-new book, The Smooth Ride Method. She'll be signing copies at the Abington Firehouse on November 25th. That's tomorrow between 9 and 5. She'll also be giving away free apple and pumpkin pies to our listeners. So before you slap a for-sale sign on your lawn, come to Diane's book signing pie event and get a free copy of her Smooth Sale Method book and a free pie. She has apple or pumpkin. Diane says, don't miss this. All you have to do is RSVP. Do it at getfreepie.com. That's getfreepie.com. Or give Diane a call at 215-576-8666.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, on demand. On demand.
All right, Dom Giordano's show. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to talk with Congressman Scott Perry. Always love having him on, from Central Pennsylvania, Maine player, but also a brigadier general in the military. We'll talk about what's happened this morning now, or this afternoon, with Mark Kelly and how this plays out, investigation. There's plenty of evidence there. Will they then recommend a court-martial? Yeah, I think they will. Now, whether they will court-martial him or not, that's another big step to see if that happens. One thing we haven't talked about, though, and it happened out of the blue. I was hosting a national show right before it went on, and we're like, kind of surprising, but what people are making of this is more surprising. I don't think it means a whole lot that Marjorie Taylor Greene is dropping out. January 5th, I think, will be her last day. And that the argument is, what's happening here is we're seeing the collapse of the MAGA coalition. Now, you know that that's not the case. And Trump has said some bad things about her. Then he said something nice about her. And we go back and forth. Marjorie Taylor Greene was very good on the Epstein thing, trying to push that forward. But Marjorie Taylor Greene dropping out and some of the attacks on Trump are not going to have wide audience to take down Trump or to splinter MAGA or anything like that. And I would predict that she'll come back in some way, shape, or form. I don't think she'll be in political office again, running for governor of Georgia. I don't know Georgia politics, but I don't see it. That was part of the problem. The Trump people told her they had a private poll. She would lose badly to the current senator, and they want that seat big time, and that's why they didn't want her to run. And then that set off some of the legitimate things where she differs with the president on, some of the things that, are not pure enough. I get it. And the Epstein thing brought some of it to the head. The other thing out there, Swalwell running for governor of California and saying we ought to be able to vote on our phones again. Non-starter, the revulsion at voting by mail, and some of the difficulty is there. But we haven't had enough political leverage anywhere that I know, any state, to get rid of it. So we'll see if that happens. It's a long shot here in Pennsylvania. Republicans were, they went for the bait. What is it, Act 77, Mastriano and others. And they got caught, and Democrats now have that in perpetuity, and we have to win, so we have to deal with it. We've been down that road. But voting by phone is way a bridge too far. All right, we're always honored when we have a chance to speak with Congressman Scott Perry. As I said, though, particularly today, this is important that Mark Kelly now is under investigation by the Pentagon. The result could be that he has to go through a court-martial under the Uniform Military Code because he apparently kept his commission, kept his status, and that's why there's that hook there. What will we hear about the others? Don't know yet. What's the avenue of pushing back on them? All right, get in on the side question. Again, great ones on Twitter. 855-839-1210.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
All right, Congressman Scott Perry with us. We've talked with the congressman many times about, boy, what a swing district, what a target he is of the other side up and down the line. But on a day like this, he has great military background also. I want to ask him about that right out of the blocks with the breaking news about Mark Kelly being investigated by the Pentagon. Congressman, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for coming on today.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you and your audience. We have certainly have a lot in our country to be grateful for, the blessings of the good Lord. And no matter what's happening, we live in America, and we just got to keep that in mind every day. But it's great to be on with you. Thank you.
Well, your rank and your military service, where are you now? Are you active? And I know you were a brigadier general. Is that active?
No, I was not active when I was a when I was promoted to brigadier general, but I am now since retired for several years. So it's in my rearview mirror. I'm very happy with my service. I was appreciative that I was able to serve, but that's behind me now. I'm, you know, moved on to other things. And look, you know, I'm a little bit older, and military service for everybody that is not really familiar with it. It can be stressful to your, not only to your mind and your soul, but to your body. And as you get older, it gets a little tougher to meet the requirements. And you just have to acknowledge that. It's the way it is.
So I'm asking you that, and we'll get into other issues, because Mark Kelly is being investigated by the Pentagon. They issued an order, and they said apparently he kept his status. He could be brought in for a court-martial if the investigation goes that way. You serve with some of these people in Congress. Any thoughts on any of them? Mark Kelly, I'm surprised at. I see Slotkin as the ringleader here, but what are your thoughts?
Well, I would say this: Mark Kelly's not a private, right? He's of a high-ranking official, and he should know the provisions by which he's continued to serve. And I suspect he's in the inactive ready reserve, which means he can be recalled. And he's gone out and made these statements, not in themselves likely seditious, but certainly promoting sedition from, you know, some 20-year-old kid who might think that Mark Kelly is an astronaut's his hero or something, and wants to go out and make his hero happy and proud of him, and goes out and does something that ends him that service member in a court martial himself. And of course, the consequences of this are very grave. We don't take lightly disobeying orders. That's just you agree to take orders when you raise your hand and take your oath and agree to serve in the uniformed services. And, you know, if you don't want to take orders, don't join. But if you are willing to accept that, that comes with the territory. You are now operating under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, which is different than the civilian judicial system. But, you know, no one drafted Mark Kelly, and no one's drafting anybody right now. You joined and you raised your hand and said you would because you wanted to serve. Well, service comes with sacrifice. That's what service is. And I suspect that, you know, this was a capricious act. I don't know. But look, it's serious stuff. And many of us are very, very animated and exercised and disappointed by this for very good reason. You do not go out in front of the enemy and smear your own country, your own chain of command. If you want to do that, then go just join the enemy.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with what you said there, though. This dances around sedition and all that. And the downside is now Chrissy Houlihan, a congressman in our area, Chester County is relatively close to you, is saying that they're getting all kinds of responses from people. Is this an illegal order, et cetera? Exactly what you don't want. I mean, why all of a sudden? This is illegal orders, Colonel West told me, maybe in your experience, are almost extraordinary that you're actually going to get an illegal order. We lose you, Congressman?
Sorry there. When you join, you're briefed that all orders are assumed to be legal. That's just how you know that all orders are legal. And if you're going to presume, assume, or claim that they're not, it's incumbent upon you to provide the proof. And of course, as you probably know, if you're following this story, that Senator Slotkin, also a United States senator, also on that video, also a member of the clandestine services community, was asked the question, which orders are illegal?
Right.
To which she could provide no evidence of any. So this is just a fundraising claim. This is a way to get people to do what they don't have the courage to do themselves, simply because they hate the president and his policies. You can hate him all you want in America, but you cannot aid and abet the enemy.
Exactly. That's what this comes down to. Now, with you, we're waiting on the president talking about health care, affordability. I think they've been talking about a lot. What's top of mind for you as you gear up for another race this year?
Well, it's affordability across the board. And of course, health care is front and center. We told everybody 15 years ago, you know, I wasn't elected 15 years ago. I watched it like everybody else did, but I knew that this was not going to be affordable. You couldn't keep your doctor if you liked your doctor. You couldn't keep your plan if you liked your plan. And now that has come to fruition, like so many other things. But it's not just healthcare; it's everything. And look, this has been a long, slow slog against America and Americans' interests, and it doesn't get turned around on a dime. And unfortunately, you know, we've got elections in the meantime, so we got to prove to the American people that what we're doing is going to work, that we're doing what we're doing because we believe and know it will work, and that it's actually going to, you know, make a difference in their lives. That's what people vote on. What makes a difference in their lives, rightly so. And you know, part of the thing is, if you're looking at the normal statistics right now, employment for American citizens is up, and unemployment for people that came here legally or illegally, is that their employment is down, which is, look, you know, we represent the American people, not people that come here illegally. And so what I think that, you know, it'd be hard. I would hope that my friends on the other side of the aisle wouldn't disagree that it's a good thing that there are more Americans employed and more non-Americans that are leaving employment. We were told, we've always been told, that Americans won't do these jobs. But apparently Americans will do these jobs. And if we could subsidizing housing and food and education and incarceration and medical care for people that are here illegally, the cost won't be so high for all the American citizens that are paying for all that other stuff so that they can afford it themselves, which is the goal.
Absolutely. So, Congressman, to help your campaign, and again, you're one of the most targeted up and down the line, year after year, term after term. Where do we go to help? Because this is an all-important seat, and you are a guy who has served the country well. Where do we go?
Well, there's two. Officially, I'm at Rep. Scott Perry, and on the campaign side, it's patriotsforperry.com.
Have a great Thanksgiving, Congressman. Thanks for always
you
coming
too.
On. Appreciate it very
you
much.
You too. God bless. Thank you.
All right, Congressman Scott Perry here on Talk Radio 1210, 855-839-1210. You get on board. So the other side is holding an anti-ICE field hearing. Where else but in L.A.? We're just talking about that. The month of September, we have the numbers for, and those numbers indicate that it was the biggest month of arrests for ICE, over 40,000. Not quite 41,000, which is a big number. you know, despite the entire country, despite all that, that's a lot. So ICE is very engaged in this. I played you the people lining up with an ice scraper in California to try to disrupt Home Depot and make a point about ICE. All right, you get in. We'll get to you on the side question, too, coming up. We have Dom's Money Melody. I just found out today we got a new sponsor for Dom's Money Melody. We'll have that soon.
Oh.
Yeah. So, absolutely. We like all the side question. That's like $1 million you got to spend
for
that.
Yeah, seriously.
That's the biggest.
Some change there.
We need a team of salespeople for that. Don't forget, too. The other thing we're proud of, politics and pints. All right. We did steal it from my friend Jeff Katz. Come on, Jeff. Down there in Richmond. But the premise is we go to a great spot, in this case, the Colonial Theater out in Phoenixville, with a great bar where listeners can go before and after, and I come out and the whole thing. And we bring you a great guest and your interaction. I'm hoping to even have a montage. I've been working it up over the weekend of the top 10 moments. Scott Channing sliced and diced almost an entire panel they bring in on CNN. He's out there with the book tour now. You see him all over the place. So be with us. It's right around the corner. I mean, Thanksgiving's late this year. So it's December 9th, Colonial Theater. Last time there, we were with Rich and Dawn and Nick doing our hosts on all the issues of the day. And what was the biggest issue? Gravy and sauce. You never know. But this will be a fun time with them. I recommend get the meet and greet package. You get the book, you get the meet and greet. Henry there, Roe there, I'll be there, Scott Jennings, behind the scenes. It's a whole hour of that before we go on stage. Go to 1210WPHT.com, 1210WPHT.com. All right, big 2 o'clock hour coming up, Money Melody, your calls. You heard Scott Perry, the breaking news. It looks to me like Mark Kelly's not only going to be investigated, I didn't know the status that he had, so finally they followed through. Court-martial, I would predict, will happen. Now, whether he'll be court-martialed or not, anybody's guess, but you heard what Perry said. This is the avenue to go, rather than full-bore sedition. In other words, that might be hard to get that, even though there's going to be people acting on this who might get charged with sedition, ultimately. We want thousands of people out there in the military now saying, yeah, I really don't think that order's legal. I'm not following that. Is that what's going to happen? You're hearing spasms of it already. And it all comes back to anything Trump says on this, that's their point. You got to think that might be an illegal order. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.